Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello. Hello.
Dirty Work Wednesday. Morning Zoo.
I have a little problem.
Must be at your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it. And I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hey, Laura, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
I'm concerned that my husband wants to be more than friends with the girl who babysits our neighbor's kids.
Okay. All right. So what is your husband's name?
It's Scott.
Okay. And you think something is going on with Scott and the neighbors? Or the neighbor's babysitter? I'm sorry.
Well, I don't think anything has happened yet, but I'm worried that he wants something to happen.
Okay. So you think something may happen. Now, do we know the name of the babysitter?
Yes. Her name is Darcy.
Darcy. Okay. Now, why do you think Scott has this thing for this Darcy girl?
Okay, well, first of all, she's 22 and she's gorgeous. And second, he's around her almost every day because she comes over to watch the neighbor's children. And he's at home watching our son. And, they play together all the time. So that sort of brings them together a lot, which I don't mind. I get it. You know, you're watching their kids. But here's when I sort of started to suspect something. So last week, instead of going out for lunch, I actually came home because I'd forgotten something. So when I got back to get it, and I hear all this noise coming from the backyard. So I go back there and Scott is watching the kids playing together in our pool. And she's there with him in a freaking bikini, you know, and they're both just sitting there next to each other, sharing a bottle of wine.
Oh.
Yeah. And I tried to be cool about it. I was like, honey, can I talk to you? And I'm like, you really think it's a good example to be drinking wine with a 22-year-old babysitter while she's watching their kids? And he's like, well, the kids asked if they could swim, so I told her that I would watch them. And she was like, no, it's my job to keep an eye on those two. I'll help.
Okay, so she came over there because the kids she watches were swimming too.
Yeah, but if that's the case, then come over to watch the kids, not to get drunk with the dad next door.
Yes, thank you. God, and the worst part was that she was drinking out of my wine glasses, which means Scott was the one who offered her some. I don't need some gorgeous 22-year-old bimbo with 22-year-old boobs and 22-year-old ass running around my backyard in a bikini getting drunk with my husband.
Exactly. And this is what you saw when you came home. I mean, who knows what else goes on when you're stuck at work?
Yeah, but if I can be honest here, it doesn't sound like any of this is the girl's fault. I mean, it's like you said, she came over to watch the kids that she's in charge of. I'd feel worse if she was like, yeah, go swim next door. The other dude can watch you guys.
And look, I'm not blaming her at all. She's young, and honestly, she's not that bright. What I'm worried about is what my husband would do if this girl suddenly tells him, I've got a crush on you, or something like that.
Okay, well, is your husband good looking?
Nick, what kind of question is that? No, he's ugly. That's why I married him.
No, I mean for his age, did his looks hold up? Like, would a girl like that be into him?
Yeah, he looks great for his age, yes. And as far as that girl, I'm not sure, but I'm more worried about him telling her he has a crush.
Okay. All right, so what do we do here?
I say we text the husband, tell him it's Darcy, and say something like, I can't stop thinking about you, or something like that, and see what he writes
back.
Yeah,
but if you do that, then you're setting him up to fail. Like, that's entrapment.
How is that entrapment?
Because you're pretending the babysitter already has a crush on him, which she might not. So, of course, if we write, oh, Scott, I want you, he's going to write back, wow, I want you too.
No, if he's a good husband, he's going to write back, thank you, I'm very flattered, but as you know, I'm in love with my wife.
I just think it's too slanted. I think you're setting him up to fail.
Laura, what do you think?
No, I like what Ashley said. I would very much like to see what he writes back if you sent him that.
Okay, we need to get Scott's number from you. Also, They're not both home right now, are they? Because if she's like standing right next to him or something, then...
No, no. Actually, this is the perfect time to do it because the kids next door are at camp. So she doesn't even work there this week.
Okay. All right. Let's figure out what we're going to text Scott here before we go to break.
How about this? So you don't think it's entrapment. I'll just write, is it weird that I miss you and I've been thinking about you this week? That way, it's just implied, and I'm not basically saying, oh, Scott, I want you so bad, or anything like that.
Okay, that's fine. And we'll send him that message during the commercial break. Laura, when we get his number from you, we're going to send him that, and then we'll see what he writes back to us when we come back. We have a lot to catch you up on. A lot. Let's start with what you texted to Scott.
Okay, so I wrote, hey, it's Darcy. Sorry I haven't been around this week, but the kids are at camp or something. Is it weird that I've been thinking about you?
Okay. Now, what did he write back?
Okay. He wrote, not at all. Been thinking about you too, with a winky face emoji.
Okay.
So then I wrote, cool. Glad I'm not the only one who misses our days together. And then he wrote, you could still come by the house to hang out if you want. So I wrote, to do what? And he wrote, whatever you want.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right. So let's bring Laura back on with us. What are you thinking right now, Laura? Like, are we at the point now where he's crossed the line yet, or?
I mean, he's invited the babysitter from next door to come over for absolutely no reason. So, yeah, I'd say he crossed the line.
Yeah, I was thinking about this way. Like, if you invited the neighbor's 22-year-old pool boy over and he wasn't working, like, that would be weird. Or, like, the kid who cuts their lawn. Like, well, I'm not cutting their lawn this week. And then you were like, well, come over anyways. It, like, that sounds suspicious.
Here's what I think we should do. I should write back, don't you think your wife would mind me coming over? And see what he writes back.
We could do that. What do you want us to do that, Laura?
Yeah. Yeah, I want to see what he says.
Okay, I'm sending it now.
Okay. Now, do we want to play another song here while we wait, or?
I mean, I really don't think we need to. He's been responding pretty quickly.
Okay. All right. Well, why don't you talk about what's coming up in E on the Z, and then if we have a response by the time you're done, then we can stay on, and if not, we'll just play another song.
Well you don't have to, because he's writing something as we speak.
Oh, Ron. Okay.
Here's the bubbles.
Okay.
Okay. Wow. He just said, don't worry about her. She'll be at work. And then he put the secret emoji. You know, the little like shh emoji.
There's a shh emoji?
Yes. It's a face, you know, with a finger going shh on it.
Laura, do you want to call him at this point? I mean, at least now you have some kind of evidence to go on.
Yeah, I want to talk to him.
Okay, hang on. We'll call him for you. That way, when you say, like, hey, that was Z104 texting, we can be here as proof and be like, hi.
Hello?
Hey, sweetie. How's your day going?
Good. How are you?
Good. Listen, I was wondering if you wanted me to bring you guys over anything.
Bring us over anything?
Yeah, you know, for the party.
What party?
I heard you invited the neighbor's babysitter over to come hang out because I'm at work. So it'll be a big secret. I just didn't know if you guys needed me to bring over some more wine or maybe some champagne or something.
Okay, hold on. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Hey, Scott?
Yeah?
Hey, man, listen, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104, and right now you're on Dirty Work Wednesday. So, listen, those texts you were getting weren't actually from Darcy. They were from us. Oh,
snap! What texts are you...
The one that said, is it weird that I've been thinking about you? And you were like, you could still come by the house to hang out if you want.
Yeah, those texts, those were from us.
Yeah, can you please explain to me why you think it's appropriate for you to be spending time alone with a 22-year-old babysitter while you're supposed to be watching our son?
Okay, well, first of all, Ethan gets along great with her. Because, you know, he's always like, when is Miss Darcy coming back? So when she was like, I'm thinking about you guys, I just assumed that she... miss playing with Ethan.
Okay, but she didn't say I was thinking about you guys, did she? She said I was thinking about you.
Okay, well, that's not how I interpreted it at all. I thought that she missed playing with the kids. So I was like, hey, yeah, if she wants to come over, watch them for free, I'll cut the grass. That's fine with me.
So you interpreted this whole conversation as, I really miss the kids?
Well, I mean, that's what it sounded like to me.
What about the whole, we can do whatever you want? My wife is going to be at work. What was that supposed to mean?
I just said you were going to be at work. I didn't think that you would mind if she came over to play with Ethan. That's literally all that was.
Can we put him on hold for a sec?
Sure, yeah. Hang on 1 second. Okay.
Laura, I'm not buying this at all. I don't believe anything of what he's saying.
What do you think, Laura?
I'm not sure. I mean, at the very least, I think we need to have a discussion when I get home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.